Tzeitzei, Zachor, Meshasher, Osa, Hashem, Lekecho, Lemiriam, the Dinah Patesh, and Mishoyim, that we're supposed to remember what the Rabbanu Shalom did to Miriam, because Miriam was held responsible for criticizing Moshe Rabbeinu, for, according to Chazal, for not being with Zipporah, and Machlokes Rishonim as to whether what the criticism was. Pashas a criticism of Miriam saying Lashon Hara, and then say it was Rambam has it was a criticism of Miriam in that she was expressing a lack of the fullest level of Amunah in Moshe Rabbeinu Nevuah. Nevor shelo yikshel el odam halay onu oimrim b'chol yoim zochar v'ser sh'osa Hashem elikech olamim b'derech b'teiz mitzroim b'chamat eno poyel kalal yishom v'mechait zeh achin yesh b'zeh kamasibos. So the Chavetz Chaim wants to deal with the question, why is it that there are many people who say the daily zechir is daily, but it doesn't seem to have an impact on their ability to refrain from saying Lashon Hara. So how could that be, that a person be continuously reminding himself and not be continuously reminded? Okay. So the Chavetz Chaim explains, and you do it the Kemoi, it will give several explanations, which again is the, which you get the halach of the Chavetz Chaim to, when he sees an aspect of the human nature in Klal Yisrael, and is bothered by it, so the first thing he does is try to analyze where does this come from. And that's an important Musar Haskel, that to first be misboinen on the Shayresh Ha'inyan, on the root of something. A person is concerned about a certain flaw that I may have, so the first approach, the first level of introspection is to be misboinen. What's the Shayresh of the flaw? So the Chavetz Chaim says, "Hina yadu the kamosha minig ha'olam l'shtamish b'refuis l'chol yaguf, kein tzarich l'shtamish gam kein b'refuis l'chol yanefesh." That a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a bria. Sometimes the physical of a person is hits a rough time. Sometimes he has yisurin. Sometimes he's not fully functional. Sometimes he has a certain decline, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts into the world the refuis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Reifei Chaylam. That's how he creates the world. So similarly, in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of the Neshama, that sometimes a person has a Ruchnius lapse, and one requires a Ruchnius Refuah. And it's possible that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a physical Bria that is a Moshul and an insight into the Ruchniyistik Bria. He neighbor for his haguf yudua. V'lachein yavul of kama yomim, but since v'hine berfu es haguf yudua demachoy leinu makir b'machlosoi v'choyv shishirak meichush ba'alma v'lachein yavul of kama yomim v'liyobil l'shol se rofi al zeh v'afilum hoylech achar kach es l'rofi afilu kishalech berfu es hirvaki nilatzei se dey abriya sh'omim olav sh'matur b'pon of nikir sh'mitar b'an shu eina sh'olam b'riyusai. He says if a person has some kind of machla, but he does not admit that he has that kind of machla. He only the only reason he goes to the doctor is because people are telling him that he has some kind of machla. So in the end he decides, kidei latzeis yedei abriyos, she'omer lav, in order to get people off his back, basically, right? Let's say he's limping, and he's convinced he's not limping. So finally, people say, "You're limping. Can't go to the doctor. Got to figure this out, right?" So finally, he says, "Look, I can't handle all the pressure. I'm going to go to the doctor." So he goes to the doctor, and he's there because that's the way he gets people off his back. So he says, in that case, that will not be so effective, because he'll come to the doctor and he will not fully disclose the machla. he doesn't believe he has a machla. He'll say, this is what people are telling him why he's here, and he will not be fully committed to the refuah. When it comes to Ruchnis also, that a person first has to come to realization that we may have a Ruchnistic flaw. A person has to first see that he has some kind of midah grua. He has some kind of sinner for another Jew. He has some kind of jealousy. That he sometimes that he's not as responsive to the Seder Alimut as he should be. Person first has to be able to recognize a certain failing, a flaw. So then, when he begins, again coming back to the Moshel, so if he recognizes himself that he's missing something, that he needs a refuah, so then when the doctor says that if he takes some kind of medicine, they'll take it seriously. And he says that if a person, in order to be able to recognize the flaw of being a Baal Lashon Hara, he has to study what I've written at the Psicha of the Chavetz Chaim and the Shara Zchira. Person has to first see there's a flaw. And if a person relishes in Lashon Hara, a person enjoys speaking Lashon Hara, it's important to a person, then a person first has to be mizboinen to understand this is not a healthy thing to do. Right? If my entertainment comes from diminishing somebody else, if my entertainment comes from talking about some other person, if my entertainment comes from spreading something about somebody else, which they would not want to be spread, so first I have to realize that means that I'm somewhat of a flaw. So I could say the pasuk every single day, Zohar, Shiraz, Sashon, Levir, I could say it over and over again, but if I'm not misboining to know that something's not right in my personal culture, so lo yoyal, it won't help. Okay. Let's go back to our sugya. So our sugya is one more sugya of the sugya of Ishtane. And Yirtzeh Hashem, we get to, I think, like left Lametes, then we'll go back and string together all the different sugyas of Nishtana. Today we're going to go weiter to the specific sugya of Duvsha de Tamre and try to be magdir what this sugya, what this din of Nishtana is over here. And with some of successful in finishing the sugya today with the Rashi and the Ritvash and the Gubetzes, then we have two cheerful sugyas coming up. One is the Birchas Hamotzi Lechem on Eretz. I enjoy that sugi very much. And the other is a sugi, if you want, we can do more about Refuah B'Shabbos. And we'll pick up another set of ideas that we began on Daf Lamed Vavamed Aleph. Okay, so let's see the sugi. The Omar Marba Ravashi, Hai Dubsha de Tamre. Mevorchin iluye shakoli abidvore. My time is eva al mohu. Morris says that Marva Ravashi said a person has date honey. I do should it amre. A person's eating date honey. So then the brocha slips down to a shahakol instead of being a boire priates. Morris says, my time. Zeya ba'almo. It's just shvitz, a little bit of sweat. It's not as what does that mean? It's a little bit of sweat. So Rashi explains that einoi pri levarach alav barei pri eitz. It's not the pri. I comes from the pri. Squeeze it out of the pri. Not called the pri. The Gemara says ki ha kiman. Who holds that this particular extract is not worthy of having the bracha of the fruit itself. The Omer, the Mivarchin Keman, Ki Haitana Ditnan, the Vash Tamarim, the Yein Tapuchim, right? Some kind of apple cider. Velchaimet Sfuniyais. And if a person has stunted grapes, right? Grapes that did not come to their fullness, and did not ripen fully. And a person gathers those grapes together and then makes a, Rashi says, not a wine, but a vinegar out of them. In other words, they don't produce a wine. So in those situations, the vash tamarim, yein tapuchim, choymet sefuniyais, usha'or mei peiroi shel truma, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv keren v'choymesh, Rabbi Yeshua poiter. The person would partake, the person would drink, b'shoigeg, this divash tamarim, or this mei yein tapuchim, or choymet sefuniyais. Person sees as a bottle of dvash tamarim or a bottle of apple cider, and he forgot to label it with as for kainim only. Forgot to label it that this is truma, and now his zor partakes of it. He partakes of it b'shoigeg. So halacha is that one partakes of truma b'shoigeg, so one has to pay keren v'chaymesh. Have to add on a fifth. So Eliezer says, "Mechayiv keren v'chaymesh." Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Omalei Yahu me'rabbonon le'rava. The Gemara doesn't go on to explain immediately what the din is, but the Gemara already said, "Keman." No, the Gemara already said, "My time was zebalma." So the Gemara said, "Keman." So l'chayre Rabbi Yeshua holds it's zebalma, correct? So Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua Poiter, the Zebi Alma, he's one old, Zebi Alma. Says Rashi, the Ein Shame Truma love. And it's not considered to be Truma. Right here, Rashi said, the Ein Oy Pri, the Varchal of Bar Pi'etz. It's not really a Pri. Here, Rashi says that when it comes to Truma, so if I have Devash Tamarim, that's not considered to be Truma anymore. And the ein lecha pri hanitin lemashke ela zeisim anovim bilvad. Find the Kamaver Rashi. And the only time when the extract of a fruit, when the juice of a fruit is considered to be the fruit itself, is zeisim anovim. So, let's just understand what happened. A person had truma apples. He made apple cider from them. And then a zor drinks the apple cider. If the zor would have had the apples, so less man de polig, that he would be chayiv a keren v'chaymish. But now that he didn't have the apples, that he had apple cider, right? So then the halacha is poiter. He's poiter from paying the chaymish. He's not considered to have violated Truma on the same level. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says that in these cases he would be Chayiv. So the Gemara explains they are arguing as to whether this is called Zeiv Alma or what the din is of Zeiv Alma. What's the machlokes? What are they arguing about? There, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua arguing a din in truma. Gemara goes on. Yosef, Ravina, sorry, Omulu, Havu, Rabbanon, the Rava. That was the base of Medrash, and the Rabbanon came around to the table of Rava, and they said, "Tirima mahu." What happens if we have some kind of chopped fruit? What bracha? Rashi says that Trima means it's kotush but not merusak. You get the words right? Yeah, shekoitshim Trima. No, kotush ktsas ve'ena merusak. So it's somewhat smashed but not blended. Right? So I don't know if it means it's like a, what do they call them? Was that? The ladder?
One more time.
Couldn't hear. I don't know. I don't know. But something in between, a thing along those lines, though. Between these blend, what are they called? A smoothie. Right? Something between, something in that family. Right? So the Gemara says that lachayra. The Gemara says that is a machlokes in the context in Hilchos Truma, and apparently that machlokes lagavi Truma is going to drive the din of whether it's a boire pri or whether it is a shahakol ibn bari. Right? So amuluhu merabonu l'rava truma mahu. Right? Because that's because it's not fully liquefied yet. So lahavi adaita the Rava my ko'omale. So Rava didn't know what he was saying. Just like, yes, he said something about a kai or something. So, so the same thing happened in the base of Medrash. So Rava said, don't know what that is. So, but then the Gemara says that Yosef Ravina kame de Rava. Omale, so Ravina was there in the base of Medrash, right? And he said to Rava, "Deshumshemi ka'amrat, oide kurtime ka'amrat, oide portzine ka'amrat." So Ravina asked him. I guess he asked the people in the base of Medrash, "Are you talking about crushed ginger? Are you talking about crushed sesame?" Or you're talking about crushed grapes. And apparently all these three things, they used to make different kinds of drinks out of them. Rashi says that if it was crushed ginger, then they would add wine to it. And if it was crushed sesame, then it was only the extract. And if it was crushed andovim, so then they would put the crushed anovim into water to make some kind of drink. So understand what Ravina was asking. They asked the Rabbonan asked Rava, "What's the deal with Trima?" Okay, so the Rava wasn't sure what Trima was, or what they, why wasn't he sure? So Ravina said, "Do you mean the kind of Trima that you add wine to? Do you mean the kind of Trima that is a pure extract? Or do you mean the kind of Trima that you put into water? The different kinds of ways that you make drinks from crushed fruit, or that you liquefy, that you blend?" Oh, so now when Rava heard the questions that Ravina was asking, so now he knew what he was talking about. When he had these three different possibilities, he chapped and he said, "Adahochi vachi aski rabba ladaite." Then Rabbi understood what they're asking. Omalei, so he said, "Chashilta vade kamart, va'adikosan milsa hada amar vasi." That your question, it must be about chashilta. You must be asking me about a crushed object, because you asked about a crushed object. Ravina said, "Well, is it pure crushed? Is it crushed with wine? Is it crushed? We add water to it." So what's that? So he said, "Oh, you asked me about a crushed? I heard something from Rav Asi. What did I hear? Hi, Tam Rishel Truma. I have dates that are from Truma, and I make Trima out of them, right? The Trima Mao, I remember him saying, if you make Trima out of dates, So then he says, "V'asur la'asayis miyen sheichar." You're allowed to make trima, but you can't make date whiskey out of it. What's date whiskey called? Is that what's fig whiskey called?
Iraq.
Yeah, it's fire. They like the Iraq. So the so this must be some kind of thing. We still have the fig. We lost the date. Made the date whiskey. I don't know. So it must be some kind of thing like Iraq, whatever. So he said, so mutter terima, crushed dates are okay, but date whiskey, no. V'hilchasa tamrei v'adidnu terima, and aloch is, you can make terima. Oh, you can make terima, make a bar for eights. My timer. Because they haven't changed, they have not been fully changed yet. Okay? So now, so what's the nukud of the sugya? What's the kotera to the sugya? What are we looking at? What's the... Go ahead.
How much item needs to change in order to lose its brava?
Okay. What do we call that sugya? Ishtanis, okay. So now let's just remind ourselves. How many sugyas have we had so far of Ishtanis? What are the sugyas? Was that? Okay. Kim Chalchiti? Shemin, what else?
Wine.
Okay. So wine is Ishtane Malyusa. Oh, there we go up. So that's. So you've got a separate bracha. Shemin was. That it could only be, it was only, you could only eat indigrants, it's a separate din. Right? We didn't look at it. There was a question whether it's since it's an ishtani la mul yusuf form, they didn't drink it, so it didn't get a special bracha. Good? Okay, so then we went on to kim chidachiti. What was kim chidachiti?
It was temporary down.
Oh, so there was a special din because on a route to being ishtani mal yusa, it went, it was ishtani la griusa. Right, but if you stand in the goose, how can I catch the what? According to Rashi, it was not nechal norm. It was not to have powder. It's not no. So it was standing the griusa. It should be a nothing. However, this is the way it goes to standing the griusa. What's the din? So now we're coming to what should have been a sugya, maybe the hakdamah of the whole thing. Now we're discussing standing the griusa, but there are two kinds of standing the griusa. One is that it's become Zeh Ba'alma, and the other is B'mosayu Kaima. Correct? Is that right so far? In terms of the sugya. Ha'olim and ha'sugyan. Ha'olim and ha'sugyan is that I have dates so I can process them to the extent where I have date honey, or I can process them to the extent where I have, they're so liquefied that it's Zeh Ba'alma. All right? Now, our Gemara seems to be saying, if it is b'mosaya kayima, so then one is still going to make the original bracha. But if it's zebi alma, right now, then it'll be bumped to a shakel. Now the emes is that we had another sugya of ishtani. We just didn't call it ishtani. What was that? Was that? We've mentioned that already.
Bread.
What do we call that?
Sugya.
What do we call the sugya? Bitul Shein Pas, right? Why do we call that Bitul Shein Pas and not Ishtani?
Because that's the final sugya.
Is that?
Because we weren't trying to figure out, like, I'm going to say something different, maybe. It's like,
let's
natural or a process.
A bad word. In other words, beat by pas, the question is, the Chazal gave the final product a certain bracha. So the Emma said it also is a din in Ishtani. Why shouldn't it be din in Ishtani? It's just that we are using the word Ishtani when we process a natural product. And Bitul Shein Pas was when we're unraveling a process that we apply. Right? But again, it all goes back to how Chazal envisioned the original brachas.
It's the reverse of Ishtani. Ishtani is getting its like the processed product in.
Okay. I mean, they were looking at it. But so far, you see, all of these sugyas are are almost secondary, as we often find in Torah Shebaal Peh, that we haven't discussed the, we discussed a little bit about the aside of Borei Pri Adam creates. The one thing we discussed is Adai Tidochi Nata Yinshe, right? Different parts of the plant. Okay, correct. But that's a bracha in the, that's why you're like a sub sugya of Ishtani. Correct, correct. Good. So now coming back to our sugya, so the Gemara says, what's the din of osur and mutter? Hi, tamrei shel truma mutter lasa yismayen terima. We just had two dinim over here. Lugave Truma. What are the two sugyas we have in Truma in our Gemara?
Mafsid.
Was that?
Mafsid.
Mafsid, okay. What does that mean?
And you're not allowed to like ruin your Truma.
So there's a din of not being Mafsid Truma. L'chara, that's what it means. Aitamishal Truma Mutu L'Asoismiyan. That's not called Hefse Truma. V'os L'Asoismiyan Shechar. That is called Hefse Truma. Okay, that's one. What's the other sugya we learned? Was that?
Tuma.
We got the Tumah? Was that?
That is being
Mafsid.
You said, no, you're talking about the Rashi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Before we get to that,
Bracha.
Was that?
Bracha.
No?
Trima.
No, what's the other parasha we were discussing? No? What's the other din? No. No, in this sugya. The Chiyav Tashlumei Chaymesh. Right, the Echel
B'Shoygeis.
It's
the same thing. That's
what
Mav
said. I thought that was just an offshoot of the Tashlumei.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, right. Okay, good. But two separate dinim. One, if a person is... So what we're learning is that if a person eats a truma once it has been nifsad... That's the right word. So then one is not chayiv in the chaymish. Okay? So in other words, what you're saying is there's a continuum of halachas over here. If I was mafsid already, so I already created a significant loss to hektish, so now I can't be oiver, I will not become chayiv for the chaymish. I will become chayiv for the keren. But the chaymish won't become chayiv. So apparently the din, if Reuven was mafsid truma, I eat the truma that he was mafsid b'shoigeg, so I still have to pay keren but not chaymish. All right? So that's what the, now what is all this based on? So Rashi said that Zeva alma einay pri levarchala barfiyetz. Rashi said, poite Zeva alma vein shem truma cholalav. That's why the din, there's no din of chaymish. And finally, mutar la'aseis v'in truma she'enay mafsida. That's not called being mafsid. Almost, and therefore we see divim l'sayu kaima. The cave under hachiyu mevorchin alei bari priates. How do you read this Rashi? Eina mafsida, what does that mean? Legabe truma. No, it's not, we don't take 10 people and we take a poll and say, what do you think about this crushed date? Is it still the old date or the new date? We say there's a din. There's halacha. Is it called being mafsid truma? Oma, so you see that if it's not mafsid, bilusai ukoi. Oma, what do you mean oma? Why don't you just take three guys and say, is it a date? It's not a date. How much would you pay for this crushed date? More or less? Same. So they are paying for it. Oh, it's not that. It's not Mosayu Kaima. Rashi says, no. Mutu la sois meyen, shayna mafsida. Men meyla, omo de Mosayu Koi. Chayv me dochahu, me varchin alei, barbe, priya eight.
Thank you.
Says the Ritva. Haidub Shudatamre. May perish meichal mosik and neitev minatmorim karmei dubsha. The sweet extract that drips out of tamarim is called dubsha de tamarim. The emes is that it should be a very choshev thing because eretz zavas chalav udvash, the dvash is dash tamarim. Kaman ki haitana de tanya dvash tamarim vein tepuchim. Evolozim machayim kerim machayimesh perish l'shoyze b'shgoga d'mashke shalehen choshev kimoisa. Rav Shul Poiter perish Rashi shalei nosan l'mashke elezeisim v'anovim v'lvad ha'sho'or me'peri zeyev ha'almohu ve'ein shem truma chol olav v'haynu kemar baravash. Again, let's be medayik in the Lashon that our Rashi said our Rashi's Lashon was Ein Shem Truma Lov, right? The Ein Lecha Pri Anitin Lamashka L'Zeisim Anovim Bilvot. What's the connection, two parts of Rashi? Zeya Ba'alma Hu The Ein Shem Truma Chol Olav. It's Zeya Ba'alma. It's not, it's too not substantial, too insignificant, and Ein Shem Truma. This is not, it's not a significant enough part of the pre that it can be called Truma. Right? In other words, let's say, Tadavar Pasha, let's say I have lots and lots of dates. I have barrels and barrels full of dates. And I have in one corner date whiskey, right? And I haven't been mafresh shumas yet, and the kohen comes, and the kohen already is tired of dates. He wouldn't mind a little bit of arak, a little bit of a date whiskey. So I want to be mafresh the date whiskey. So l'chayra, what we just said, if I have crushed dates and I'm mafresh crushed dates and dates, that would be a good hafrosh. But if I give the guy a nice bottle of date arak, if it exists, then I wasn't yotze my chiv to give truma. I was in mafresh. The truma was in chal because I wasn't mafresh dates. I was mafresh some zeh balma, right? I was mafresh. If I would take dates and soak dates in water, the water picks up a date taste. I say to the kohen, I got good stuff for you. I got date tasting water, right? He can buy, and he's thirsty. He'd much rather have the date tasting water. Now I have date whiskey. So the kohen is chalishing for date whiskey, right? But we say it's Zeya Ba'alma, right? You tell the guy in the liquor store that the arak is Zeya Ba'alma, right? That's the Shaila Lagabe. That's the Shaila Lagabe whiskey on and Chomet Sha'over Lava Pesach. Whether it's considered to be, is a whiskey considered to be Chomet? Right? Or is a whiskey considered to be Zeya Ba'alma? Right? That's the Din Lagabe Mechiras Chomet, I should say. Right? In other words, there are people and there are those who are machmer not to sell chometz gomer. So what about scotch? Is scotch chometz gomer or not? So according to this Gemara, the Gemara Pesachim says, no, maybe it's only Zeya Ba'alma. A little bit of...
Even Zeya Ba'alma sells chometz.
It would still be chometz, but not be chometz deraisa. Right? It would still be osir to drink and osir to hold on to, but maybe not, but it might not be chometz deraisa. Here, the Gemara say ain't shein trumala. It's something different. So, what does the Shita say? That lefisha leinosan lemashkel elazesim v'andomim bilvad hasha'or mei peyrei zeyav almohu ve'ain shein truma chola olav Right? So the Shita says Rashi, just the same thing as Rashi, connects the dots a little bit stronger. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said the only extract that is mamish, like the fruit, is Zeisim Anovim. Everything else is the extract that's called May Peris. What's the din of Timorim Shal Truma Mutal Asis Mayem Trima? If Nesha Enei Mavsted Aysam, Avol Asis Mayem Sheikhar Oser Kevan Shemavsted Gufan Legamre. The Afilo Koyen Enei Rishai Lavsted Shum Truma. So how's the Ritva explaining? Timorim Shal Truma, so one's allowed to make Trima out of them. How does he explain?
They're still in their form.
Was that?
They're still in their form.
Kevin Shemafsid Gufan Legamre. Viafilu Koin and Evershai Lafsid Shum Truma. Avokisha Oisam and Truma. Mivarchen Ole Oleo Berfer Eitz. My Taima Vendosa Kaima Kimikra. Vishamin and Mino, the Taima de Mosayu Kaima. Hanisrasku legamre, ad she avra tzurasan loy. They mevorchen alein shel shakol. The wali is still a solid, or you have something there that's recognizable, maybe even a smoothie, maybe, I don't know. So then you can still make the original bracha. But you look, and all you see is a liquid. You look at a rock, you don't see a fig at all. If you get a blended fig, all right, there's something there. I say it's the color, maybe some of the mushroom, some of the seeds, something's left. Right? Certainly if you get a fig that's just smashed. But a rock, you don't see a fig in the bottle of bichlal. So that is nishtana l'ithnis rasku l'gamre, cha'ovru t'urosan, v'in mevorchen alein l'shahakal, v'zu binyan ov le'mashkin ha'yaitzim in ha'peiris chutz mizaisim anovim, she'in dinon kemoisam. Is there a chiluk between the way the Ritva explains Mashkina Yetzim and Aperis and the way that the Ritva presents Rashi is learning Mashkina Yetzim and Aperis? Hashor may Peris Zev Almu Ve'ein Shem Truma Chola Olav. That's what Rashi explains. Zu binyan of the maskana yetsim in a paveris, chusmi zesu in ovim, shein dinan kimoisam, ben vachalena shahakoil, my time, vimusayu kaima, kimiyikra, vishamid and miha, the time the vimusayu kaima, the time that the reason is, divimusayim kaima, my time, vimusayu kaima kimiyikra, vishamid and mina, and we learn from this, the taima, the mosayu kaima. What's the ritvavig medayek? My taima. Why is it that the koyein is allowed to make date honey? The mosayu kaima kimiikra. Mishaminan mina. We learn from this the taima, the mosayu kaima. That the reason why the Kayan can do this is cause is considered to still be around. On this rascal the gamre, if it would be entirely pulled apart, Acha Avra Tsurasan Loi. They may work in a lane of
Shaka. Go ahead. I think it's possible that when he says Shinisaku the Gamre, perhaps Rashi would say that might be in a different category than say Obama, because it's more like you still have, let's say, the fibers of the fruit still in it. So when Rashi is there, Ba'alma, that wouldn't include something where it's fully polarized.
So what should that be based on?
How much you compare it to... meaning, if you can compare it, what Zay is?
Now, how are you going to be... In other words, what Kenny's saying is, what happens if you have something that's in between chopped and Iraq. In other words, it's clear to us that if a person takes a date and smashes the date and some honey oozes out of it, right, you crush the date, and you look at it, you see a crushed date, okay, but you see that it looks like a date. You can tell it was once a date, right? However, if you have, if one eats it, then it belongs to Truma B'Shegig, so one has to pay a Chaimish. Right? And that we would say, and if a Koyein would crush the date, we would say he was not being Mafsa Truma. Ma'ashayna Kain, and we would say probably it could be mafresh from that onto the other part of the Truma. Ma'ashayna Kain, if you have date Iraq, if you have date liquor, right? So then the din would be that it's considered to be your mafsid Truma. The din would be that you're not paying a chaymesh, and the din would probably cannot be mafresh from the Iraq onto the Truma. So now, Kenny's saying, well, there's something in between a crushed, smashed date and a clear liquid that of Zeb Alma. You have a blended date, a date smoothie, right? So what's the din there? Which way are you going to go?
Says
Acha Avrat Rasan. Once it's Avrat Rasan, then it's Shabbat. It has to be
totally gone.
No, what
it says
is
that case would be
Shabbat,
and Rashi Rabbi and Tana over your present.
What do you think Rashi disagrees with the
Riddah,
though?
No, I think we saw in Seder, do you remember? Bach, maybe? But it says that in the case that I was describing, you'd still make a hiatus. So I thought that perhaps the reason for that is, the way that we're describing right now, is because he holds that you would only make Shabbat with Zeb Alma. But if it's a case where it's just Nisrase Kulo,
so then
it would still keep its...
So let's go a little bit right. And the Gemara says, again, let's go back. So again, what has to be explained in the sugya? What's the Nukud that has to be understood in the sugya?
Why would Rabbi Yehuda be cholik on Rabbi Yeshua?
Say it again.
Why would Rabbi Yehuda be cholik on Rabbi Yeshua?
On Rabbi Yeshua? Okay. What is the machlekes of Rabbi Yeshua, Lagave, Kerem, Nechemesh? Right. And we are assuming right now that is the machlekes of Hefsa Truma. Okay. So we have clarity that if a person takes grapes and makes it into wine, that's not Hefsa Truma. You give Mafsa one to the other, that we have clear. All right, now what happens when you take dates and you crush and make them into honey? So you have a machlekes, whether that's called Hefsa Truma and Lich Oira. Our Gemara is saying that the same machlekes would carry through on the din of Lagabe giving Trumas and Maestras from one form onto the other. All right? So, question number one is, what is the machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer? What else? Good, Yosef? Say it again.
How connected is Truma and Bracha?
Okay. So, L'chaira. You see, Bechlal, an interesting phenomena in the Perek. Because we see that the first thing we came across in Zeroim is Ma'aser Sheni. Right? Kodesh Hilulim. Second mission, second we came across is how to define whether something is came into dati tochi nati inshe. What halacha did we go to? Orla, right? And now, when it comes to the din of Ishtani, we're going to the halacha of trumas. Sorry, and so and when he comes right, so now lachara. There's an interesting insight over here. Look, why is brachas in Seder's Zeroim? I don't have a better place to put it, Right? But it can't, why doesn't it get its own Seder? No, just because it's hard to fit. Right? We could put it into Moyed because the Yom Tov and the different kinds of tefillas. Right? Right? We could put it into Kodshim because of tefillas keneged karbonos niskanu. Or, look, if you have to have a separate Seder. But l'chor, you see that there's a significant connection between brachos and many different aspects. We're going to go weiter and find more. We're going to see that the gedorim of Esav and Zeronim is a kalimdika chiluk. Right? So either it means that Chazal established Hilchos brachos to reflect different parts of Zeroim, or it means that both Zerom and Brachos, Zerom de Raisa and Brachos mid Rabbanon, come to reflect different parts of the Bria. But it's and that Brachos is that is the once you get Brachos, it makes sense to have Brachos and Mos in there. We'll explain it also. But once you have from Perek Vav on, so we will learn that Brachos is the central component of all of Tefillah. As you know from Shemoneh Esrei. So it's an interesting, you see, have to be magdered better. What Joseph said a few minutes ago, what is this kesher? So you have to be magdered a little better. But now let's double down on what's the kesher in our sugya. All right, what's the kesher in our sugya? So what's the oilim in our rishonim? What's the kesher in the sugya? Go ahead.
The threshold for when Adam loses its shame, Kriya, I guess you could say. How much change from its original shape is needed to take away its bracha or take away its kriya and truma? Is it Zeh Ba'ama? Is that the same thing as Avra Tzurasan? Is it the same thing as...
Okay, but now we're coming back to what Yosef was saying. So now, the fact that the Gemara says that we will understand the Shita of Marbar of Ashi and put it into context by going to the Sugya of Hefset Truma. So Ma Pirush Hadvarim. Why are we running to Hefset Truma? Why don't we take 10 people aside and say, Rabboisai, is this still a date? So we show him a bottle of Iraq and say, I'm sorry, it's not a date, not a fig. And we show him pressed together dates. Yeah, it's about a fig. So now we have to take 10 people and say, you can bring him a smoothie, right? Because he's never going to buy a date smoothie by himself. We're going to have to bring it to him. And say, Rav Yisai, what is this? Are these dates or not dates? So why are we going to the halacha? Go ahead, Yonah.
Is this part of the idea that when Chazal were misaking brachos, they had specific things in mind?
So Yonah is saying is that this might be part of the larger sugya of Kol Deitokin Rabbanon Kein Deiraisa Tokin, that Chazal used various halachic constructs. They're not going to create their own constructs. They're not going to say this is a date, this is not a date, this is called. We have halachas. We have a sefer. We have a parsha, a sugya of Zeroim. We have truma tells us this is called being mafsid, and this is not called being mafsid. This is called a dain b'milsa kaimayu. Now, why would Chazal do that? You could give several hezberim. You could explain that, and that's really speculative. You could say, as some say, the Chazal wanted to keep a certain unity in halacha. They didn't want. They wanted halacha to have to be a tight system. That's one possibility, and you have to explain why that is a value in and of itself. It could be that Chazal did not think that Boser Vidom have the kayach to establish new identities, to new terms, to new phenomena. Kadosh Baruch Hu establishes phenomena. So we don't have the right to establish new phenomena in the Bria. We have to look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu's phenomena. Could be different. Kein de Raisa. Could be that Chazal wanted every time you make a bracha, you would chazer. Somebody would bring you a date smoothie, so then you would say, well, what's the din lagabe hefset truma? Right? I have to remember, when you live in an agricultural society, so your mind often works with, is this, what's the deal with trumas and riceras? Right? We're distant from that kind of a life. But that may could be. So it was speculative. We have to leave it for others to have to find Bukharis. But what Yonah is saying is that Chazal, when they established the din of Ishtane Ligriyusa, right? So then they used the criteria of Truma. Would a person be chayiv for being mafsid? Would a person have to pay a chaymesh? All right? So l'chayra, if we look at the Rashis, if you can get the Rashis. So Rashi says, Av Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Yeshua poiter, Zeba Alma ve'ein shame truma chol olam. And you should know that that's true for every pri, except for Zeisim v'Novim. That Zeisim v'Novim are considered shemen and yayin are considered to be the pair pri. That one can be mafresh yayin al anovim and anovim al yayin. And when they asked Rava, what's the deal with Trima? So he said, I'll tell you the din of Chashilta. They were discussing. He said, well, is it mutter to be mafsid? Is this considered to be hefsid? Would it be mutter to make this if it was Truma? He wasn't about Kayanim. It wasn't Kayanim in the base of Medrash. It was Yisrael. One of them got bracha. So Rava said, what would the deal be if you were Kayanim and you're asking me, you have truma, can you make a smoothie out of it? Right? So the Gemara says, so Rava said, mutter, olma, since it's mutter, so olma you see the mulsayu koi. The kevon de hachihu, mevarchin lebechri eis. So you see what Rashi's saying is, olma, you see that from the fact that it's not called hefsid, we'll use the Gidrei Halacha of Truma to teach us that. So Omar Marbar Vashi, Aidusha de Tamre, Kimanki Aitana. Abulazim Machayim Chaimish Perish Lishut Lishoise. The Mashke Shalhen Choshev Kemoisa. Avishua Poite Perish Rashi. The Fishaloi Nitan Lamashke Lazesimandov Vilvod. The Shomefer Zevi Almu. The Ain Shame Truma Chalalov. Tomorim shall truma lasais men truma neisha enei mafsid asam amul lasais men shecher also came in shemafsid gufon legamrei. You're entirely wasting the object. Vafilu koyen, and even a koyen enei rishai lafsid shum truma. So how's the Ritva seeing it? How does the Ritva connect the dots, right? Yosef said before, what? How do you connect the dots between bracha and between truma? Right? So Josh, go ahead.
Right, so it sounds like what Rashi is saying, well, because, because it loses its surah and we see it also kind of corrupt, and therefore, because of that, we're going to be kobe bracha based on that, whereas Ritva makes it sound like they're kind of both on equal footing with the but with the cause being the catalyst.
Correct. Kevan shemavsid gufan legamre. And you should, therefore, there's no bracha. And you should know, afilu koinen nevishayla avsid shum truma. Avokishayisim en trima. Mivarchin alone verbates my taima. Mimosayu kaima, kimi ikra. He doesn't say mikevan shemutar. He says kimosayu kaima. Mishaminon mina. The taima, the mosayu kaima. The taima, the reason is the mosayu kaima. Hanisrasko legamri et sha'avra tsurasan loy. Ve mivarchin alain shakma. Vizeb binyan of the maskin yetiv and aperis. Chus, mizeh son of him. So, the careful reading of Rashi in the Ritva show us as a different way of looking at the sugya. That according to Rashi, Chazal established their halachas based on what the halacha was. Called the tokun, the rabbonon, ke'en de raisa tokun. And there are two examples of that, Hefsid Truma, and connected to that, whether one is Chayiv or Chaymesh. Yishalchum Shoigeg. But the Ritva says, no. They learned, the Chazal said, is this considered to be a date or not? Is it Ovar Tzurasan or not? But that was a decision based on how it looks. Does it look like a date? Or not. So it's clear like Gavi Iraq. It doesn't look like a date. And it's clear like Gavi Talkot. It doesn't look like a date. And if there was something in between, so he says, well, if there's something in between, you have blended, you have a smoothie, you have blended, so you have to check. Is it Ovar Tzurasan? Can you recognize the date pieces in it? And if you can't recognize any date pieces, so then it's Ovar Tzurasan. Right? L'chaira, the difference between... Okay, we'll come back to discuss whether what I'm saying is halacha l'maisa or not. The difference between orange juice with pulp in it and orange without pulp in it. Without pulp in it, zichri is no... It's over tzirasa. It's there v'yalma. Right? The reason why we have to come back to this example is because we have to get the mitzias of kevan with a nate inish adaita dachi. We have to get that first, and then once we get that, then we can discuss, right? If it's lava daita dachi, then we know how to finish up the sugya. If it's a daita dachi, maybe not. All right, but if you in a situation where you know this is not orange juice country. This is eating orange country. And then you decide to make oranges. So clearly the orchards here are lava daited achi, so then the would depend on whether avra tsurasan or not. Is it more like zeba alma, or is it more like trima, where it's not avra tsurasan? Right, so another way of saying this, the way that is often said in yeshivas, is whether the din of hefsid truma, it's an easy way to remember it, is the din of hefsid truma, sibar simon, right? Where do we have that sugya ready? Legave the din of orlo, whether we say, kevin the, whether... Which part of the tree? Right? By Tzlaf. So is the Allah of Orla Asimin? Mam the same thing like Yonah said a few minutes ago. So is it Sibu, sorry? Like Yonah said, that Chazal wanted, or is it a Simon? And Lechaira, when you chazer, we'll see that the Rashi and the Ritva line up, with some of the line up over here. All right? No, what else? Go ahead, Avram.
So the Ritva would say that Truma is more of like a simen.
Correct. L'chaira. Yo, so go ahead.
I'm so confused. How is it that we're saying Shehachol, like Shiva Simeon, is the Vash says like that is the actual min? It's funny.
Oh. So yes, I say Gvaldi Akash. All right. If The Rabbanu Shalom called Tamarim Devash. Right? So how you talking that we should say that Devash to Tamre is going to be dependent on whether that's called, if the Rabbanu Shalom himself said that this is the name of the fruit and this is the Shevach with which we give Eretz Yisrael. No? Good kasha.
I think some achronim say it's
aitz, though. Sorry?
Under some achronim that say it's
aitz. But Yosef's question is on our sugya. Right, so Kenny is saying that our sugya is talking about diluted devash tamre. Right? And all the examples, the Gemara discusses examples of where wine was inserted, or whether it was mixed with water, or whether it was a direct extract. All right? But L'chayra, he also has a Gvaldig Ha'ara, so we should work on that. Okay, question. Do you want to do the Sugya of Refuah tomorrow, or do you want to do the Sugya of Amaitzi Lechem and Aretz tomorrow? It's just going to be do what we do tomorrow. We do next week. So before Shabbos, you want to do want to get have the good feel of getting Halacha Chesam at base. It's not a bad idea. Sorry. Is there a second sugya of Refuah? Is there a third sugya? I don't remember. Does it come up again? I have to check. Any more strong feelings besides Ari and Avi? No. It's just a self-contained sugyan on the Nusach HaBracha. That's the question, yeah. Or do you want to be mizboinein on Shabbos in the Bracha Mamotzi? Both are in Halacha Lamais and Shabbos. Any strong feelings that Avram know tonight? After that.